The incidence of the most common form of diabetes has gone up 40% in the United States in the last decade. The suspected culprit is obesity. For years, doctors anxious to prevent diabetes have been asking their patients to lose weight and exercise more. No one has proved that will actually make a difference until now. NPR's Joanne Silberner reports.
Type 2 diabetes can occur in adults and children. It's related to lifestyle as well as genetics. The new study of diabetes prevention was done in Finland, where the incidence of type 2 diabetes is even higher than it is in the United States. Yaakov Tuomilehto and other researchers studied 500 obese men and women with signs they might soon develop the disease. Half the people were encouraged to make some relatively minor lifestyle changes. The other half were left alone. After 4 years, the researchers counted up the number of cases of diabetes in each group, and they proved something that has eluded researchers until now.
Diabetes is a preventable disease.
And the best news is that it doesn't take much to do that, says Tuomilehto.
The changes that are required, they are not necessarily very huge. The people, on average, they lost weight about 4 kilos, which is about 10 pounds, and that already had a marked effect on the risk of diabetes.
The subjects ate a diet of less than 30% fat. Most people can achieve that by switching to low-fat dairy products and avoiding fatty meats, dressings, and sauces. They were encouraged to exercise a half hour a day. After 4 years, only 11% of them had gotten diabetes, compared to 23% in the group that the researchers left alone. Now, since the majority of cases of diabetes in adults happen to obese people, the Finnish study, which appears in the New England Journal of Medicine, might seem to be proving the obvious. Not so, says Robert Sherwin. He's a professor at Yale University and head of the American Diabetes Association.
We all believe it. We all believe that we can alter the course of diabetes in people at high risk, but there has not been a clear study in the real-life environment showing that that's so.
It could have been that just having once been fat was the problem, for example. Sherman says the Finnish study shows that when it comes to diabetes, obesity is not destiny, and it shows that people don't have to be put in a hospital to make the kind of changes that will make a difference. What remains to be seen is if Americans at risk of diabetes can or will change their eating and exercise habits. There's a U.S. study currently underway. Results are due in a year. Finnish researcher Tuomilehto says that cultural norms in the United States work against a healthier lifestyle.
I think that in the U.S., it's rather acceptable to be relatively obese and acceptable, very acceptable, to use car to move from one place to another rather than to walk or use a bicycle or just walk stairs. Everybody's in the U.S. is using lifts.
But Yale University's Robert Sherman says if the Finns can do it, there's no reason Americans can't.
This study told me that we could do it in this country and that it would cost money, but it would not be that expensive. And if we selected the right patients who were at risk, and we can identify those individuals, I think we could have an important impact.
Sherman says it would help if health insurance would pay for nutrition counseling and exercise programs that make changing habits easier. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.